And as we settle into meditation, finding stillness, settling the senses, letting go of that which isn't here. We can turn our attention gently in a spacious, relaxed way. As the body breathes full and relaxed, toward the natural tone of the heart when the heart is not stressed or anxious or afraid. And this tone, very gently, is just warm. Kind, friendly. You might let a little smile come into the corners of the mouth. This inviting of the quality we call metta or loving kindness isn't forceful. You can't force yourself to feel loving. It's more like a turning toward that which could be there if we were not stressed, afraid, overwhelmed. It's what can be there in the silence and the stillness when we set aside everything that's pulling us away. It can just be a kind of relief. To be here. So we have the body resting in stillness. We have the breath full, but also relaxing. You can let the breath settle into any rhythm that feels good. And we're feeling for a quality of friendliness, sincere warmth. What do we do if we can't find this? If you're stressed or anxious right now for any of the million good reasons to be stressed or anxious right now, what do you do to find the quality of loving kindness? Loving kindness is kind of like a base or primary color in the heart. When it encounters the color of distress, anxiety, suffering, it naturally comes forward as compassion. It's not a different emotion. It's the same emotion in context. So you can feel loving kindness and stress at the same time. You just turn the heart toward a kind of mature patience with stress or an understanding of it. We call this self-compassion. That's really just a way of saying, I'm willing to be loving, even though this is hard right now for me, even though my life is hard right now. So if it's hard to find loving kindness, Maybe you find compassion for the one that is sitting right here in your seat, suffering. But however we find it, we find something of this sincere warmth of the heart. And staying with that feeling, or coming back to it again and again. We can do this simple sequence of practice described by the Buddha in the texts, where he says that the practitioner radiates the quality of loving kindness in one direction, and then another, another, and another, all around and all encompassing to everyone else and to oneself. So here's one way to do that. Begin with the felt sense of the front of your body, everything from your face down through your neck and heart center, and belly, the front of the hips and pelvis, the front of the legs and arms, and also the direction you're facing wherever you are. You can just feel your breath moving in this part of the body, moving through the front field of the body. And this friendliness, metta, you breathe it in, and as you breathe it out, it just shines out through the front of the body. As if your body were a kind of lighthouse, radiating, shining this quality out. And anyone who happened to be in front of you, even miles away, would feel this light, this warmth, this kindness. Every kind of being, near and far, large and small, loved and feared, liked and disliked, all the beings. You just shine this feeling in their direction. Feel the whole front of the body shining with both breath and kindness. And then we move around the body. You could go whatever direction you want. I go clockwise. So I move to the right side. Feel the whole right side of your body. And feel the breath moving there. How the breath swings the ribs open to the right, moves through the side of the right leg, hip, belly, arm, shoulder, side of the head. Do the same thing. Imbue the breath with this quality of sincere heart warmth, kindness, love. And shine it out to the right. Let all the beings out there to the right of you would feel that warmth. In loving kindness practice, there's always a mix between the object, thinking about the beings you're radiating kindness to, And in a way, the subject, how it feels for you. If your mind isn't sure which one of those to rest with whichever one gives you the stronger sense of the feeling of loving kindness. And if you're still not sure, then just rest with yourself and the breath. Just continue to imbue the breathing body with this kindness. Shining metta to the right. And we'll do the other two directions without so much instruction, bringing attention to the back of the body, breathing into the back of the body. Imbuing the breath with love, with kindness. Radiating that kindness in the direction behind you. All the beings. And then to the direction at the left. Fill the left side with breath, all the way down the body. Fill the breath with the quality of care, love, kindness. And shining that quality out, radiating kindness out in the direction of the left. All beings, everyone out there, blessings of ease, safety. Just breathing. You can stitch together all four directions now, the plane around the body, just shining quality of loving kindness out in all these directions. We can include the direction above, everything above the head, all the way out into space, sending the breath, imbuing the breath with love and radiating kindness to all the beings above us, out in this infinite universe. And then below, down into and through the earth, breath, kindness, Radiating kindness. And what we play with from here is stitching all the directions together, so that we have a felt sense of the body at the center of a sphere of energy. You can really feel how there's a kind of a field around the body that moves with the breath. And the whole thing can be soaked with this quality of loving kindness. And relaxing very deeply helps here, letting the breath breathe itself. And releasing effort, releasing any strain in the musculature. Any trying or doing or tensing as best we can. And if there's hindrances, if there's mind wandering, if there's doubt, if there's craving or grumpiness, dullness, restlessness. These are all just energies, just states. They can all be met with the full body breath and the heart of kindness. Nothing needs to be fixed. So for the remaining 10 minutes or so of our meditation, instruction is, as best we can find it, to deepen into silence internally, and to let the energy of the body breathing, the energy of the heart loving, to just fill all of space, to fill the space of the body, space of the mind, the space around the body, the relational spaces we call home, neighborhood, community, town, region, watershed, ecosystem, planet, galaxy. There's no limit to what the mind can know, the heart can enfold in care. When the mind wanders, just remember love and the breath. Every thought can be loved and let go of. So we'll practice in silence together like this. To close the meditation, I'll chant one of the mantras associated with metta or loving kindness practice. The phrase in the language of Pali is Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. Sabbe Satta is all beings. Sukhi is happiness, ease, well-being. Hontu is becoming and being. May all beings everywhere be at ease. So I'll sing it a few times around as you get it, and you're in a space where you can make some sound, then join in for a few rounds, sending our voices out in all directions. Sabbe satta sukhi hontu. 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 May all beings be at ease.